Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Woo-hoo! All right, let's get to our little sound catalog here. Turn it up. Turn those clappers up. Clap it out. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We're looking at Little House on the Prairie pictures. Yes, that's true. Bellstar hit up the Little House on the Prairie 50th anniversary evening. Yes, it was live. It was really funny because looking at them, you could see all the faces in there, you know, and Melissa Halfine, Laura Ingalls, she looks the same, but just... Yeah, bigger with longer and grayish hair, but they look exactly the same. So you sit there and you just start remembering that. You hopefully either laugh or cry, and then they were telling stories. Look, and Nelly was great. Oh my God, she's hysterical. She really plays a part. She had a Nelly wig, and she would put it on. Yeah, she'd put it on occasionally, and then do one of the, you know, stick her tongue out or make a funny face. That's that's Almanzo. Dean Butler. Yeah, super fun weekend. Thank you to everybody at Little House on the Prairie for coming out and hanging out with all those geeky fans. There were people from Italy and Germany and Poland and France. I had this French guy ask me to take pictures of him in front of these displays. It was really cool. He was so excited to be there. He couldn't even believe himself. That's Hester Sue. it was literally a fantastic weekend. Yeah, that's a cool one. With we got the Ingalls family photo with Ma and Laura and the twins, the Carey twins, and the baby Wilder twins. Because they have to be twins because we can't keep them on set more than like 3 hours at a time. So we need twins. You got to have twins to have the babies. They have the babies on set, the little kids. Sometimes you could. Well, they didn't though. They said that Mr. Ingalls, Charles, sent the kids home at like 5:30 every night so they could have time with their families, you know, because their families had to be there too. I know, right? And they always had, and I didn't realize this, when you're on set with kids, they have to have 3 hours of schooling every day. So there's a teacher, a literal teacher on set. Aside from Miss Beetle. Who was also on set. He was so nice. Oh my Lord, these people are so nice. Oh my gosh. And you just look at him, you're like, I remember that time. I know, but you do. Yeah, they're like, no, there was cameras, but which was cool because they did have one of the big Panavision cameras there set up that he used to use, and then outfits
and props and stuff from the show. And the part of the buckboard was from the seat from the buckboard was there. They had scripts and pictures, behind the scene photos from the set. And it was kind of weird to, because you would they'd say, this is from the scene in this episode, blah, blah, blah. And then you'd see the you'd see the girls or whoever in the episode, but then you'd see cameras set up all around with light things and people around and people in like Bud Light shirts and, you know, things, you know, 70s people. The 70s hippies were out in force. And they said he was very good to his crew, very good to the crew. Anyway, I could go on for hours about that. But you're listening to Weed Day Wednesday. And, yeah, it actually sometimes is about the marijuana. I didn't even hit it, just started laughing. All right, thanks. All right. No yawning. Oh, my Lord. That is so not allowed. I hope that's like an extra espresso triplicated in there.
Just coffee.
Oh, Lord, what's wrong with you? Why did you get just coffee?
That's what I do.
Oh, no. I got a latte when I was there. It's really nice. They had vendors set up. What else is in there?
Coffee.
And what?
Oh, coconut.
Oh.
Sugar-free coconut.
No.
Good.
Uh-uh. Well, that's what happened. Sugar-free coconut happened. All right.
Coconut shot.
A coconut shot. What does that do? Sugar?
No. There's no sugar in it. Just flavor.
Flavor? Mm. All right. Interesting. Well, I guess it's like I like decaf because I don't need the caffeine, obviously. All right. And did we mention? Oh, I don't even know that we mentioned. How many days? Give a guess. Give a guess.
17.
17 days until Christmas it is. Nope, Christmas is in 273 days. You're getting down there. You're done? You've already you're done Christmas shopping? How time you plan ahead? Now I don't want to listen to you. Quit crying. Quit crying. Quit crying. Every year. Quit crying. Clothes, underwear, socks. Do they do stuffed animals anymore? No.
Not much.
I think you should build, I think when you get rid of the pool, I think a pickleball court should go in and you should charge your neighbors.
Yes.
Pickleball.
White people.
Oh, that's true. Well, then put it in for the kids. They'll play.
No, they won't play. They don't like the pool.
Ooh, there goes our mountain lion. And now he looks at you. Oh, don't. He's coming back. It's like, it's so funny. They have a box here. And I have 9 kitties.
Oh, no.
You have my permission to scratch her eyes out. Just pee on her. She's allergic.
I'll pee back.
So one of my friends gave me this pile of, like, stickers and things to take to the hotel. And I was like, there's things all over my house. I'm going to put them in boxes and put them out in the garage and get my house cleaned up, you know, and sort it out. I have a big kid's house. Put everything out there and then go through it. I have a big cat's house because they're getting bigger like goldfish. So I put it in there, closed up the box. I mean, all I did is put the lid on it, and now they're fascinated. They are totally obsessed. That sticker thing, well, but it's in the box. But is there, now is there a smell? Did they pee on the box? I mean, they all come by and they're like, I don't know. I don't understand the little beings. If you ask me, they're just crazy. All right, welcome to Weed Say. Really, it really is about weed. Oh, but look, there's my Ingles, Carolyn Ingles. Oh, my gosh, and Half Pint. Oh, and the twins. These people were so nice. Sorry, I'm just going to, huh? Laura Ingles. Yeah, I know. And she has this little, she's got this, her and Nellie, well, these twins, I think both of them, everybody's selling books. They have all written their books about the prairie times and the little twins, it's so cute. They don't remember anything because they were so little. They don't remember anything. Karen Grassley and Ma, they all have books. And then Melissa's got her book. Mary wasn't there. There was no Mary. Kind of incomplete without Mary. And Albert wasn't there either. But Willie showed up, and that was a whole lot of fun. All right. Oh, lots of people were there. There's a ton of them there. All right, let's see what's going on in the world of Wii. I know, it's so great and so cute, and they're all so darn nice. All right. So exciting. It's hard to focus on the Wii. What's that? I know. That's what I was going to say. She's got this whole line of so dark. This is.
Yeah,
it's dark. Yeah, but when you take a picture of it, it's...
Because you guys want to stand up.
Yeah. Right. It's exactly why. It's because you had to stand up. I know. She's got, Melissa Gilbert's got this half pipe, got this whole line of things. She's totally flowy hippie. She's like Stevie Nicks with patterns. Yeah, Stevie Nicks with patches. It's exactly what she is. I think she would appreciate that too. But yeah, a lot of them have things to sell, their wares to sell, like Mrs. Beetle had little lemon verbena candles to sell, and books and pictures. They all have pictures from, you know, back on set.
Bonnet.
And bonnets. I had to get your bonnet. Oh, I don't remember the lady's name, but it was Friday when I got that, and she was already, like, it was early on when we got that. I'm like, I got to get a bonnet. You know, I didn't want to forget. So I got Silver Sister her bonnet. Every very important bonnet, and by the time we got there were like five left, and I was like, what? Yeah, bonnet. And then at one point we were standing in line for pictures, and Dean Butler, who plays Almanzo Wilder, right, he turns around and goes, oh my gosh, look at all the bonnets. There were just a sea of bonnets, and then my cowboy hat, which they all loved. Oh, it's funny. They really appreciated us dressing up, those geeky kids. They really appreciated that. There were a few of us out there that, some of us really took it to extreme. I think we were the most very correct, I would say. There are contests. We did get interviewed by the news and by their little media, so we're going to be on videos with our Little House News. Babies all around with bonnets on and little outfits. It was the cutest little thing. Oh, my Lord. Oh, man. Their parents just dressed those kids as much as they could dress kids. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. And then there were some people that dressed as characters from that were in the set. I mean, on the show itself. So they dressed us as characters. It was really funny. All right. Oh, geez. So we're into 2024, right? In 2023, Arizona. No, already halfway. Good Lord. Welcome. March 27th, last Wednesday in March. And it's still snowing in Buffalo. Is it really? Oh, Lord. Arizona adults. You call them that, bought $1.43 billion worth of cannabis in 2023. Uh-oh. Delta 8 is now illegal to sell in Arizona without a cannabis dispensary license. But that's always been. Pretty much. I mean, we kind of knew that. Oh, Lord. This makes me laugh every time I see this. Two Arizona dispensaries are rebranding celebration events. Oh, you mean you got bought out by another big company? Yeah. Harvest? Yeah. Yep. They're new. Well, they're probably not new anyway. Out on Oracle? Soul. All right. Oh, did we talk about the pot rockets, the new infused pre-rolls that are available? You know what I was smoking this weekend? Just to make it easy, I took these blunt things down, El Blunto's down, the El Blunto. I took the El Blunto down. And, yeah, that's what it was. I smoked all the little hybrids. Huh? Let me wipe it off first because it's a little dusty. That's what I don't like about... Like, they got to find a way to keep, when you put your blunts or whatever that you have, your joints, you can't smoke this whole thing at once. You would die. I might die. We would be the first cannabis deaths from El Blunto. Hit. Yeah, you're dead after a hit. So, but, you know, it's hard to, you put it back in there, and because there's, you know, ash at the bottom, it's going to get ash everywhere. But I like the size. That's the big blunt, and I had the baby blunt. Yeah. True Leaf, Dispensary.
The paper is hemp?
Yeah, and the paper is hemp. It's a, and this is exactly the paper that I would love to find wholesale that I could wrap my stuff in. But I wonder if I could call a company and find out. Probably not. But that's a great, that's the wrapper I wanted. But I'm not, the glass tip is nice, but I think it adds way too much to the price, and it's way too big. You don't need that big. I mean, the glass filter is like, it's like an inch long. You like it? That's me. There's no mice in the house. I'm massaging my feet. Yeah, so there. I would like it better if I could put my own stuff in it and pack my own stuff in it. That would be fantastic. So that's why I want to find these blunt, hemp-made blunt wraps. Yeah. I know, but I want this wrap, this exact one. I guess I could buy these and pull the shit up, stuff out, and put my own stuff back in it, and then smoke that later. Oh, done. But then I'm paying for someone else's, you know, and that's hard to kind of pick that stuff out. It's kind of a pain. But that's what people do with cigars when they make the real blunts, you know, because a blunt's just a cigar with weed in it, which I did when I was 24 on my way to go see Stevie Wonder at Gambage Hall in Tempe. Rode my little bicycle down, my long hair flailing in the wind. I'm trashed. My roommate was like, here, you need to smoke this before you go see him. And I was like, okay. All right, pot rockets. Producers of high quality, unique and affordable blended pre-rolls. Days Op just announced the launch of potent infused pre-rolls pot rockets. Is that like a hot pocket? Do you have your hot pocket after you have your pot rocket? It's just a Jeter. These are all just Jeter follow-ups, sorry. But they're good follow-ups. This is not a Jeter follow-up.
No,
Jeter, you know what? I'm sorry, Jeter. I'm not going to buy you anymore. And this is why. You taste, your flavors taste too synthetic. First of all, I don't want a flavor in there. When I grow the strain bubblegum, I know it's a hybrid and it's a little more on the whoop-whoop sativa side. And my bubblegum actually tastes really good. Remember back in the day when I grew bubblegum? I did grow some regular flowers for a while too. But they infuse it with flavors and things. You know me, even your real sugar-free coconut, I don't like the flavors. So these don't have flavors, and I like that. The hybrids, the little hybrids one, have quote-unquote diamonds in them. Good morning, McDonald's.
Old school vintage.
Oh, do you know what sorry, it must have been something I smoked, but do you know what McDonald's is serving now? Okay, wait a minute. I got to get to this one right here. Hold on. Here it is. With your coffee, Krispy Kreme donuts are at the drive-thru at McDonald's. They sell Krispy Kreme right now. They did 121 stores across the nation and pumped out Krispy Kremes to see how it would go. Holy Krispy Kremes. Biscuits with sausage, eggs, and some Krispy Kremes. Why not fatten a load here? Let's clog a few arteries in your toes if you want to do it. I mean, you know, I like my mayonnaise. It's made of eggs, people. It's just eggs. Mayonnaise is eggs. How do you go wrong with that? I love my eggs. Krispy Kremes at the McDonald's drive-thru, they're going to kill it. And so now you're going to see less Krispy Kreme buildings because they're going to mostly be in the McDonald's drive-thru. I can guarantee you that.
Bam.
No, that's why they're moving in. They're like, who can we partner with? Who can we convince to keep us because we're on our way out? But I did stop at a donut shop, some local shop on the way somewhere and got a donut. I had to try their glazed donuts. So it was one of those little hole-in-the-wall places in L.A., just in a little, yeah, it was really fresh, really soft. Yeah, do they? I like to just get the glaze. I'm like, when I go try a new pizza place, you get just a slice of cheese. And if they can do the basics right, you might want to move up to the custard fill, but usually you get like a square quarter of, a quarter inch of, no, oh, but Taco Bell. Just kidding. All right, let's see what else is going on. Focus. All right, they just announced pot rockets. That's where we split off into hot pockets, and then we got into McDonald's.
You were,
Of course I knew that. My mom smoked. When we went, they had, they were little, and they had the four little, yeah, of course. Everybody had an ashtray. The airplanes had ashtrays because people were smoking as you're flying in the air, cabin filled with smoke. Yeah. They got away with those. Damn it, we need to find one of those and put it on display. Yeah, $100. Oh, God, $600 for the McDonald's ashtray. Let's get one. Let's have it on display. I love it. Let's do it. All right. Okay, this is the company's first infused product release in the Grand Canyon State. Days Off Products. Infused pre-rolls became the largest segment of the cannabis market in 2023, bringing in close to $60 million in monthly sales. As infused pre-rolls and potent products continue to dominate the cannabis market, Days Off is poised to meet consumer demand with its new kief-covered product. I have a question. I'm going to veer off again. I'm veering. Okay, because, all right, Silver Sister, you, now focus, look at me. Look at this pre-roll. Yeah. What color is this wrap? Okay, brown, like a tobacco leaf brown, right? Right? Yeah. Correct?
Why isn't it green?
Thank you.
The other ones are green.
That's my question. Why isn't this green? You've made paper before. You've literally taken papyrus and smashed it down, wet it down, pulped it out, made paper.
Yeah.
It's not this color.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Why isn't that color?
Yeah, why isn't this color?
Are you sure it's
hemp? I don't know that it's hemp. Look up El Blunto's. El Blunto. Here's your package. Yeah, look it up or read the side packaging because I just had that thought in my head just now. What is it?
Melty ice water hash.
Ice water hash is in here? No wonder they're so expensive. Good Lord. Yeah. Oh, my word. Huh. Interesting. All right, back to the story. What is
hemp wrap?
Maybe they dye it. Okay. I know. Maybe they dye it. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking, but that would be stupid. Available in three unique strain blends and rolled in kief. It's a half gram hash oil infused. They're in packs of three. Quote, we are thrilled to share Pot Rockets with our Arizona customers. These pre-rolls are tasty, convenient, and pack a powerful punch. We can't wait to hear what consumers think. Owned by award-winning aeroponic cultivator Aries, Days Off Products produces several other products with special strain blends. What do they say? These include two pre-roll sizes, daily smokes and smalls, and they have a selection of vape cartridges and edibles. Available now at Marigold Dispensaries, and coming soon to all retailers that carry Days Off. Pot Rockets are available in Illinois, and they've received very positive feedback from consumers who prefer infused pre-rolls at affordable prices. What is that? That's the wrap? The El Blunto wrap? What? That's El Blunto wrap? What's in it? Does it say? It's that company's wrap? Shut the front door. Get on their wholesale list now. Get, oh, my day is in May. Oh, oh. We're going to make our own hash, which I do. I grow my own weed and shove it in there because it's, wow, they have big ones like this big, like Cheech and Chong. Come on, we need the Cheech and Chong wrap. Oh, hi, Sandy. Hi, Mark and Sandy. They gave us the Cheech and Chong wrap paper that came in their actual album we have framed. Oh, let me see. El Blunto Stizzies. Yeah, so these are the big ones. Nice display. I wonder if they have those in just CBD. Ooh, because I'd buy those. I mean, we could get those for our shops. Are those just CBD? I know. Are those weed or CBD?
It's just the humidor. It's just the box.
Damn it. All right. Okay. Headquarters in Chicago. The night Chicago died. Is that focusing? Days Off is owned by Aries, an award-winning cultivator known for its sustainable aeroponic cultivation. What's that? What'd you say?
You get your favorite football team on your box.
Oh, nice. Go Gobflow. The company is popular with consumers who want affordable, high-quality products to suit any need. Days Off products are available in Illinois and Arizona. Let's see. They've got a whole thing, Days Off. We can put that in our – are you 21? You betcha. We can put that in our blog so you guys can see where. Let's see. Shop. Oh, yeah. Buy Happiness. Daily Smokes. Let's see where you can get these because this is weed. This is the weed part of – of weed. Enter your location. 8. Yep, that's where we're in Tucson. That's where we are. 0 matches. That stinks. It literally says that. It says 0 matches. That stinks. Yeah, it really does. Yeah, well, fine. But they are coming soon. Probably up north. All right, well, there you go. Dazed and confused. Oh. What happened? Oh, AZ marijuana. All right. Well, let's see what's going on. Oh, let's give a shout out. Holy Toledo. To Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Do you have your earbuds on? Do you even know if we're recording? No. Oh, they're dead.
What'd you find?
Yes, dealer. El Blanco dealer. That would be me. I'm going to be the El Blanco dealer. I love that. Give a shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Come talk to a doctor. You don't even have to come down anymore. The state has approved telemedicine. Yay! And you can just get certified from wherever you are. We have a special, $269, and that includes your ridiculously high state fee of $150. It includes your doctor fee, your processing fee. And the fee for us to be just really lovely and nice to you. Just kidding. Which we always are anyway. And right now you can vote for us at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Vote for your favorite certification center. We hope that's us. But if you have one of these conditions, you can get a medical cannabis card. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, which covers everything from fibromyalgia to arthritis, all the arthritises, headaches, migraines, all of that stuff, back aches, any aches, all the aches, as long as they're chronic, which is 60 days or more. Severe nausea, seizures, all seizures, including epilepsy. HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. And dementia is included in the Alzheimer's, just so everybody knows. It's very, very, very helpful for those with Alzheimer's and dementia. Actually eats the plaque away that causes these problems. You're eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or a debilitating disease or a medical condition or just a treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes any of the above conditions and more. Contact Tumbleweeds Health.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. Come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. And if you don't want to, don't have time, can't drive, stuck somewhere, get on tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out the telemedicine section. You can just get on over there, hit the button, and you are good to go. Are we on air? Are we live? Wow, it's about time. Woo-woo! We love it. Remember that song? I love it. All right. You know what else we love? Yeah, it was. I invited them on air, and they didn't even respond. I bet they'd come now. I don't know. I know. Yeah, they're somewhere else. We'll get them on. Icona Pop. That's what it was.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Come here, Mama. Well, then go see your Auntie Silver Sister.
Go play with her bonnet. She's got a new bonnet.
No. Is she going to give me a treat?
Well, I couldn't answer that. She might if you're nice.
Okay, I'll just sit over here and wait for it.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Cannabis cultivator fees are waived in New York until 2026? Let's read about it.
Get to me.
I'm coming. We're going to grow auto like cuckoo. You should see what happened in the last week since you've seen these guys. Wait till you see our little babies. 3 years after adult-use cannabis was signed in New York, the Cannabis Control Board is addressing the needs of struggling farmers. Yeah, because they probably had like a $150,000 fee to freaking sign up in the program in the first place, right? Didn't they have something astronomically stupid like that?
I don't know.
Yeah. The New York State Cannabis Control Board, the CCB, recently voted to waive cannabis cultivator licensing fees for the next 2 years. Governor Kathy, we'll call her KK, Governor KK celebrated this. Hochul. Governor Hochul. GH. Celebrated this recent progress to help struggling cultivators. Quote, farmers are the backbone of our state, and we're making sure the family farms across New York that are building our cannabis industry have a real chance to succeed, Hochul said. I've made it clear that the New York State needs to issue more dispensary licenses and kickstart cannabis sales in New York. And this two-year promise to adult-use conditional cultivators will make sure these farmers can reap the benefits of this growing industry. On the same day, the CCB also approved 114 new cannabis business licenses, 45 for retail, 31 for microbusinesses, which allows the grantees to grow, process, and sell cannabis. The state currently has 89 licensed cannabis dispensaries operating and hundreds more licenses that have been granted, with 223 approved in 2024. Additionally, the CCB approved 38 non-conditional adult use licenses. Until 2026, cultivators will no longer have to pay for the fee that is applied when they transition to a non-conditional license, such as cultivation or microbusinesses. Conditional license fees range anywhere between $4,500 to $40,000, and the price is based on their license tier size and canopy size, according to a press release published by Hochul's office. Well, I mean, they could claim they've got, you know, 40,000 square feet of space, but until they get their cycles going of plants, that's a lot of money to pay for. There's your $40,000 fee right there. Chris Alexander, the executive director of the New York Office of Cannabis Management, also provided a statement regarding the new licenses. Quote, New York State's cannabis market is moving in the right direction. And by waiving licensing fees for 2 years, we're making sure conditional cultivators have a chance to reap the rewards of this growing industry, Alexander said. Quote, as we mark 3 years of legalized adult use in cannabis in New York State, we look forward to the next chapter of our cannabis story, quote. The 114 applicants who were granted licenses March 22nd submitted their applications prior to November 17, 2023, and also already own a physical location for their business. Those who applied after November 17th but before December 18th will likely be approved within the next few months on a rolling basis. At the March meeting, the CCB also renewed permits for 17 testing labs. Since the last Cannabis Control Board meeting February 16th, new adult-use cannabis dispensaries have opened their doors across New York State, the CCB wrote in a press release. This is a continuation of the swift rate of store openings since the December lifting of an injunction preventing New York's retail cannabis licensees from opening their doors. There are an estimated 2,000 illegal cannabis businesses, business operators in New York, according to the New York Times. In comparison to the 89 legal businesses, 10 which are delivery, that's approximately 24 illegal businesses for every one legal business. Way to go, guys. Way to make it easy for the illegals. The original legal framework for New York's adult use cannabis program was signed by former Governor Andrew Cuomo in March 2021, and Hochul replaced him and took office later that year in August. Last month, Hochul spoke about the initial framework, quote, you have to go back to the very beginning. Prior to my time as governor, the legislation was crafted in a way that was not poised for success, quote. As a result, though, legal cannabis businesses have been struggling. We've got farmers who are just losing money. We've got those these people who took out loans and are excited about their opportunities, ready to start. And meanwhile, no money is flowing back to the state. We have all this, and the illicit market is flourishing. Earlier this month, the New York Senate discussed a budget proposal that would earmark $128 million to support cannabis businesses. This includes $60 million to go toward farmers' loans, $40 million for cannabis farmer relief fund grants, and $28 million for cannabis farmers who lost money due to the state's low ramp up for its legal industry. A few weeks ago on the Senate floor, Senator George Borrello spoke about the importance of the bill. Quote, we are now 3 years into where we have passed the legalization of recreational marijuana in New York State. 3 years now this month, said Borrello. Quote, we are now proposing a bailout for pot farmers of $128 million. We all, I think, would agree this has been an abject failure. It's been said on both sides of the aisle. Somehow New York State has managed to screw up pot. I don't know how that happened, but we did it. Senator Michelle Hinchy. We'll go there. Senator M. Proposed a bill last year that was ultimately vetoed by Hochul, but would have opened up opportunities for cannabis farmers earlier. Quote, I don't right now have any numbers on the broader spectrum of cannabis across the state, but I think it's incredibly important to recognize and acknowledge that these are growers who we asked to grow the product for the market, and so the $128 million here is to cover the losses they would have seen since the rollout was delayed and making sure they have the funds to be able to stay in business until the next growing cycle. Hinchy said. Hinchy. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Very interesting. A farmer's relief fund grant. I mean, they did, well, if they promised that these folks would be making, you know, a gazillion dollars by growing, you know, investing in these 40,000 acre farms and buildings and grow ops and lights and nutrients and everything they're growing and staff. And then they didn't make it because New York didn't get the program up and running and they had to waste all the weed, right? So I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. Who knows? I don't know. All I know is we better get one of those licenses. Mm-hmm. All right. A new study reveals that there's a THC potency inflation in Colorado weed. Dun, dun, dun. 70% of Colorado samples had tested potency levels on product packaging that were at least 15% higher than testing results from an independent lab. What does that mean? It means they're cheating? All right, let's find out. Is that warm? Warm enough? Oh, yeah, it's good. A new study. All right. Well, no, I know, right? Nothing is. McDonald's coffee is. A majority of cannabis flower products purchased at licensed retail pot shops in Colorado contain less THC than indicated on the label, according to a study performed by a researcher at the University of Colorado Boulder. Liars. The study showed that THC levels indicated on the label of approximately 70% of products tested were at least 15% higher than those reported by a third-party lab after purchase. Whoa. You're going to get trashed. Yeah, exactly. 1,000% higher. Each bite has 1,000 milligrams. The research was conducted by Anna Schwab, an associate lecturer professor of modern cannabis science at the University of Colorado Boulder. To complete the study, Schwab collected 23 cannabis flower samples from 10 licensed dispensaries located across the northern Colorado Front Range, which includes the cities of Denver, Fort Collins, and Garden City. The samples represented 12 different cannabis strains, including sativas, indicas, and hybrids, with different THC potency levels reported on the product packaging. What does this say? I'm going to digress. Do we have I need a flashlight. Is there a flashlight in a little buggy basket down there? There should be a flashlight in there. I can't even read this stuff. Oh, thanks. Potency levels. 37.8%. Oh, total cannabinoids. 31.8% THC. There's no CBD in here whatsoever. And there is a QR code. What does that do?
It usually takes you to the results.
Okay, well, then let's get to the QR code. Really? It's so small, though. They can't even find it. Oh, there it is. Albert Einstein's. Come on. Scan that code. Scan that code. It's like, move that truck. I had it for a second. Oh, Lord. Tisk, tisk. All right, we'll move it away from the product. Put it back. There we go. Come on. Come on, Albert Einstein. What the heck? Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to read a product label. It's not cool, guys. Oh, there it is. Albert Einstein's. Ah, here we go. L. Bluntos. Yes. Oh, no, I'm not. Leave. All right. Oh, dry sifting. See, that's a weird, they put sifted weed in here to pack it all in.
They say in their thing that it's all hand broken up.
This says dry sifted.
I know, but when I was reading the
using,
website,
oh, really?
They pack it with hand broken up.
Hash, hemp wrap, methylcellulose HV. What is methylcellulose HV? This might be the last one I smoke. Let's find out.
Maybe it's in the paper.
It could be. Let's see. How do you even spell that? Methylcellulose HV. Let's see. That is a weird thing. High viscosity, cold water soluble, will get heated to temp. What is it? Is methylcellulose HV is high viscosity, cold. What is? It's a cold water extraction. It's essential for our plant-based ground meat recipes. It acts as a thickener and a stabilizer for foods and beverages. Why the heck is it in here? In cannabis. Okay. It's used as a gelling agent.
Maybe it's moist.
Like this non-toxic, it's used as a gel. It dissolves only in cold liquid form, the clear viscous solution or gel, turns solid when heated. Wow, I'm not sure that it's a thickening agent, but I don't know where it would be other than the wrap. But why would you put... why would you put that in?
I feel like the only reason is to hold it together.
Yeah, to keep it.
Almost like a glue.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, kind of like glue. Woo! Okay, well, ooh, it's in plant-based meat, so you can eat it.
For the same reason.
You can smoke it. Is it something you're supposed to smoke, though?
Uh-huh.
You know? This is something that maybe I'm not going to buy these wraps.
I mean, especially if it hardens when you heat it up, which is what
yeah.
I'm doing.
In the study of largely, I don't know. I know, dun, dun, dun. Hemp can have a high cellulose content. Okay. But, again, it's going back to meat alternatives is what I'm seeing in this. This is... wow, I don't like it. I don't like this pure methylcellulose, high viscosity, food grade. Oh, it's on Amazon. Oh, you can buy it on Amazon. Squirrel. You can buy this on Amazon for $12, 50 grams. It's 2 ounces of non-GMO vegan kosher certified, OU kosher certified, just in case. You need to put this in your weed. All right. Well, I guess my El Bluntos are out now. I don't want to smoke methylcellulose HV. I don't think anybody wants to smoke that. and for that, yep, you get the air horn. Oh, God, that is just wrong. Why? Why is that even in there? Okay. Back to... We were talking about THC potencies.
That's what
we
were looking for.
We were there. Oh, that's your phone. I'm like, why does that look like that? That's your phone. All right. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, Anna Schwab, 12 samples. Some THC potency levels were reported as a range from 12.8 to 19.3, and on the higher end, it was 28.07 to 31.28 on the higher limit, while others were reported as a single value such as 16.4 or 17.4. After the samples were collected, they were sent to an independent laboratory for analysis using high-performance liquid chromatography, HPLC, which separates, identifies, and quantifies the different chemical compounds contained in a mixture. HPLC is most commonly used method in cannabis testing to determine cannabis potency and detect contaminants, making it an important tool to ensure consumers that products have been tested for safety, purity, and potency. A comparison of testing results revealed that approximately 70% of the samples had reported THC levels that were at least 15% higher than the levels determined by the independent laboratory. Quote, among the 23 flower samples analyzed, 18 displayed lower THC levels reported, with 16 falling below 15% of the stated value, 13 falling below 30% of the reported THC, and 3 samples falling below half of the reported THC. In a report about the research published by nonprofit news source The Conversion, four of the samples were within the range indicated on the label, while only one product contained more THC than the potency level reported on the packaging. Schwab noted that the lower THC values determined through independent lab testing were not due to degradation, adding that THC can degrade to the cannabinoid CBN over time. However, CBN was not detected in measurable amounts in the samples, and additional testing showed that THC levels were stable over time. Hi, Mama. The research also revealed a significant increase in cannabis potency over the last 15 years, a period that includes the 2014 legalization of recreational cannabis in Colorado. Quote, THC levels averaged 9.75 back in 2009, based on testing of DEAC's cannabis flower. Today, levels reportedly surpass 35%, though they're not as common as consumers have been led to believe. Schwab wrote in her report, DEAC's cannabis flower averaged 13.88% in 2019, which is closer to my observed mean of 14.98% than the reported mean of my samples, which was 20.27 to 24.10%. The research did not determine who was responsible for the misinformation found in reported cannabis potency levels. Cannabis cultivators or dispensaries could be selecting the best flowers to submit for laboratory testing, although regulations require tests to be performed on a random sample of batch of cannabis flowers. Oversight to enforce the guidelines is lacking, to say the least. The inaccuracy in cannabis potency labeling could also be the result of fraud. Cannabis testing labs could be manipulating the testing process or doctoring the numbers indicated on certificates of analysis to ensure repeat business or gain new clients, the author of the study noted. Schwab noted that accurate lab testing of cannabis potency is important for medical marijuana patients who may want to carefully control their dose of THC. Proper potency testing is also significant for consumers who purchase recreational weed because companies can charge higher prices for cannabis with high levels of THC. I wonder how long El Blunto has been in business. Dun, dun, dun. I want to know how long they've been having us smoke methylcellulose HV, and I want to know if that stuff's supposed to be smoked. Schwab, who is also a board member for the nonprofit Agricultural Genomics Foundation, said that the cannabis industry could focus on educating consumers on how to make more informed choices by looking beyond mere THC percentages, quote. Quote, people generally do not shop for wine on beer based on alcohol content. The researcher wrote, quote, instead of focusing on THC content, a novice cannabis consumer might consider brands that are reputable or strange, that have an aroma or flavor profile they enjoy. Hi, Skitty. Eventually, they may move on to find a favorite breeder or grower or a trusted dispensary that employs a knowledgeable bud tender. To laugh at that, because when do we ever see knowledgeable bud tenders? Not very often in this business. Oh, sharpening. Hi, BB. Oh, come here. That's Silver Sister. Came over here. Come see me. Come on, BB. You little BB. What are you finding over there, Silver Sister?
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore. Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
Right there.
Well, for hearing people, but not.
Well, yeah. No, but you always have, so they have people that voice plays and stuff, so you've got, because you'll have deaf people on stage as actors. So that took that out right there. Yeah.
Deaf people would still need
yeah, interpreters. But pretty soon that's going to happen too. But that's happening quick enough. They'll have, because, okay, we're going to go back to Little House on the Prairie. But they had an interpreter there. It was awesome. But this poor guy, I want to send him flowers or something, or maybe a massage. 8 hours each day, no break, no other interpreter. No one helped this guy. And interpreting is so hard that when you're in the professional business of interpreting, which I used to be, it's so hard. Every 20 minutes, they make you take a break because physically it's hard. Mentally, it's hard to interpret everything that's coming in and out of your head and to keep it going, keep it going. And then emotionally, if you're interpreting something emotional, that can be hard. So, 8 hours all day. He didn't get a break. He didn't get anything. That was awful. And I felt bad. And there was another interpreter there that felt so bad. She went up to the organizers and was like, I have to help the guy. And I'm like, sorry, no, you don't. They said one interpreter and that was it. So, wow. But they'll learn for the next time. I'm sure they got a slew of messages from other interpreters that said, hey, you can't possibly do this. That's not okay. One of the actors who played in a special episode was actually deaf. And so he was there. So there were a lot of deaf people there. But I don't think he had an interpreter. I think his friend was just there because I went up and said hi. And I was really surprised to find out that he was actually deaf. I had no idea it was. So that was cool. So I actually could chat with him for a minute and talk to him about the show. But I was so nervous. I didn't ask him anything about the episode. Because I just, you get nervous. You get up there and you have all these questions and things to say to people. And I didn't know he was even going to be there. Because that would have been, I have a lot of questions now, but too late, maybe not. I'll write him and say, hey, anyway, Little House on the Prairie. All right. What else is going on in the world of weed? All right. If you want to get certified, come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Right now, certifications are $269. And that includes everything. If you're on food stamps, it's $194. Is that right? And that includes everything. The state fee, doctor fee, processing fee, and the fee for answering your calls 10 times when you forget what you're supposed to do next, which is nothing. Don't do anything. Just wait. Check your junk and spam. Check your email, and you'll get your card in, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 business days. Depends on how long it takes the state to get it together. We get our processing done pretty quickly. Yeah, and the most important thing is that it depends on how long it takes you guys to get us your passwords. We can't do a whole lot with your application if we don't have your password to process it. Oh, just wondering, my guys, 273 days until Christmas. You're welcome. And you know what? Can we do this? I don't know if this will – remember when it used to play? Oh, there's a – you don't want to hear that. Skip the ad. But remember when this used to be able to play through the radio? But I don't know if it will anymore. Come on. This is the song we were just talking about. You won't be able to hear it, will you? We'll try it. I'll turn it up really loud. All right. Well, you know what else is a good song? The riff we stole from iTunes oh so long ago. Here it is. Thank you guys for tuning in to Weeds Day Wednesday each and every week. We appreciate you being here. We're going to have some special guests coming up soon. Whoop, whoop. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Go to thegoodleafshop.com or get down to the Goodleaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard right here in Tucson, Arizona. And go shopping for some hemp and CBD products. Woo! Have a great day. As always, be smart, be safe, and educate. Thank you. Okay. My bad, folks.
Happy Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Have an awesome day.